Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome to Advent Bedtime Bible Stories. Today's story is called Turning Around, and it's one of my most favourite stories. It's also my niece Elsie's favourite story. It's all about Jonah. Are you ready? Let's go. Some days you really don't want to show up. You don't want to do the hard things you have to do. And you don't want to do the very big or even the very little things that God tells you. Which is exactly what Jonah felt when God asked him, "You know that city, Nineveh?" Jonah's eyes got big. "Nineveh? Where there are the meanest people ever?" "Yes, that Nineveh," God smiled. "I want you to go to Nineveh and tell the meanest people ever that I have the biggest love ever and that they can choose the unlovely but my unbeatable, uncontainable, unconditional, unwrappable love won't ever stop coming to undo all their very bad and very sad things." Jonah thought about it for a whole 2 minutes and ran as fast as he could to find a one-way ticket to sail away from Nineveh. But just as Jonah was drifting off for a nap on his gently rocking boat, the rumble of a huge storm pitched him right out of bed. Jonah woke up wide-eyed. All around him, sailors were hurling bags and blankets and barrels into the crashing sea, hoping to save the ship from going down into the dark. Sometimes you have to let go of some things to save the most important thing. But Jonah waved his arms. "What you have to toss is me." The sailors raised their eyebrows. "Really?" Jonah nodded. "It's the only way you can be saved." So the sailors grabbed Jonah by his ankles. And the moment Jonah went kerplunk into the sea, the storm went kerplop down into the waves too. Down, down into the watery silence Jonah fell, right into the open mouth of a giant fish. Ah! Jonah gulped hard and the fish gulped him down. And sitting there in the dark tomb belly of the fish, Jonah got the gift that we all get in every storm. The gift of seeing how much we need God. Sometimes it's only when you see that you have very little in your hands that you can take hold of God's very big hands. Could there ever be a bigger, better gift than getting more of God? Jonah said sorry to God and turned around, right there in the turning and churning tummy of the fish. You always get the greatest gift when you turn around and go the right way, right towards the smiling ways of God. After Jonah had held his nose in the dank fish stink for 3 days, the fish gagged loudly, and Jonah was hurled up, happy, onto the shore. "Ah," Jonah exclaimed. Saying you're sorry can be like finally breathing the cleanest air. So Jonah took this deep breath and went to Nineveh and told the meanest people ever that the greatest God ever loved them unconditionally and forever. And they turned around and ran right towards God and became the happiest people ever. Little did Jonah know that nearly 800 years later, another man would board a boat and sleep right through a rocking, rolling storm. And he'd wake up to find friends whose eyes were big with fear. And that man, Jesus, would whisper, "Someone greater than Jonah is here." Because Jesus didn't calm just one storm, but all our storms. Jesus throws himself right into our angriest storms, so he can calm our ugliest days. Since Jesus came to save us, there isn't a storm big enough to scare us. What if you believed the miracle of a wild storm and a wilder resurrection right out of the belly of a fish? What if you believed that the even bigger miracle of God coming as a baby, God going to the cross and God rising from the dead, just like that, coming out of the tomb after 3 days? What if you believed in being raised from the angry belly of sin to the best day ever? Just go ahead and whisper, sorry, and you will see the miracle start to happen. I wonder this evening, before you go to sleep, what's the one thing you would like to say sorry for? Well, that's the end of our story for today, and it was a great one, one of my favourites. So good night, everybody, and sleep tight, and there'll be another story tomorrow.